And we're back. Welcome to Totally Unrelated, guys. I am solo today in the bed. It's Friday morning. I usually don't like to say the day or the date, but it's Friday morning and I'm in bed. And it's early, but I said, fuck it, let's record the cast from here. I tried a couple times this week to grab a guest and could not. And I said, fuck it. It's more important to me to put the cast out than it is to get cooperation from any of my cohorts. So here we go. I had an interesting week. Not too eventful. Not too uneventful. That's the way I like it. Did the Liberty Funny Bone last night with Tyrone Hawkins and Chris Weir from Kentucky. I don't think I've ever met Chris before, but funny guy. He emceed the show. Weird audience. This is the problem I find in comedy clubs on, like, holidays are better than big sports events. So last night we had the Warriors versus the Cavaliers, game one. I think they were in California. Anyway, Cavs lost. Spoiler alert. But it was a weird audience because I feel like the game didn't start till 9. The show was over at 9. So you could have gone to the show and gone to the game, or, you know, gone to the show, then gone to a bar at the mall to watch the game, or watch the game at the bar at the club. So I'm expecting kind of a less than attentive audience, but they were, I don't know, they were attentive, but they weren't, they were listening more than they were laughing. And, but they got there, and it was a good show, and I sold a bunch of shirts, and I only sold podcast shirts, so hopefully we have some new Totally Unrelated listeners this morning. Thank you for coming to the show. If so, go back and listen, starting at episode 1, and get caught up. This is the 87th episode, and you got your work cut out for you. That'll keep you busy for a couple weeks. But I had a lot of fun. Liberty is my favorite club. I was the first comic to ever set foot on that stage during a show, and I also helped build some of that club. So it's near and dear to my heart. I hope, I think the first time I ever headline that club, it'll be a pretty special event for me. Not for anybody else, just for me. People in the audience will be like, how did he get the headline? And I'll be like, yo, please don't kill my shine. I'm going to do a quick movie review for you guys. Have you seen Arrival? It arrived in theaters this last summer, I believe. Last summer. I don't know when it arrived. I'm not even going to pretend to know when it arrived. But I watched it, and boy, is that a good movie. It's science fiction-y without too much science or fiction. Okay, it's all fiction. But it's just a great story. And you think it's one kind of movie, and then you think it's another kind of movie, and then you find out later that it was a different kind of movie. But it held my attention the whole time, and it didn't have me thinking, like, what's going to happen next? I mean, you do want to know what's going to happen, but they reveal enough stuff, so it's not like you're like, I don't know what's happening. I don't know what's happening. That's a chronic complaint that I have for some science fiction movies, is that it just shoots right over top of my head, which is what the case was for Alien Covenant, which I watched last week. And I'm not going to say it was a bad movie, but it wasn't, I never saw Prometheus. So once I started watching Prometheus, I started understanding Covenant, and I was like, oh, that was dumb of me to not watch the first in the series of what's going to be 3 movies. But I love the Alien series, blah, 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 blah. Another movie I saw, I don't know if I already told you guys about this, but Kings of Summer. I don't know if it's The Kings of Summer or Kings of Summer, but just look up Kings of Summer. It'll come up. It came out in 2013. It's a coming-of-age story of 3 young boys who build a house in the woods to escape their annoying parents. And what a great story. I watched it with my 14-year-old son, and he was hooked 30 seconds in, which is rare when I try to get my son to watch a movie with me. Even though they're almost always great movies, it's like pulling teeth to get him to sit down to watch it. But he actually wanted to watch it again the next day, so I know he enjoyed it. So if you have a son, a daughter maybe even, a teenager that's, I'd say, You'd have to probably be just under driving age to really, really dig this movie. I think if you were had your own car, you'd start to be like, that's lame. That's so old. That's so last year. But like any kids that are about to be sophomores or about to get their driver's license, I think would identify with this movie, and it just captures what it's like to be a teenager around your parents eloquently. And maybe I have a special bias for it because it's chock full of comedians. Hannibal Buress, Mary Lynn Rice Cub, a handful of comedians, handfuls. The guy from Silicon Valley's in it. Not Nick Offerman, what's his name? The guy from Parks and Recreation and his wife, Megan Mullally. I always forget his name. Lots of comics, lots of comedic actors. It's not a dull moment in the whole movie, and it's got some twists. So check it out, Kings of Summer. One of the best movies I've seen since Forrest Gump, which I loved. Then I watched Red Dawn yesterday. I don't know if you guys remember Red Dawn from 1984. I made a post about it on Facebook because it started making me question my life and how unsuccessful I've been with Patrick Swayze out there saving this town from a foreign invasion at the age of 32 with the rest of his high school senior class. Me and my senior class, we went to Cedar Point. That's all we accomplished. Didn't even get invaded. But I think the part that was hardest for me to deal with was like 3 years later in 1963, Patrick Swayze's with the same co-star, Jennifer Jason Leigh, saving baby from the corner. And he completely changed his whole outlet. He's a dancer. He went from being like a mountain man to a dancer. And don't even get me started on Roadhouse. I don't know how he gets to change his career that much. It's almost like he's trying to be me. I've had over 40 jobs, but very few careers. But I digress. What's going on with you guys? I'm going to be skating today. I was skating yesterday at the Rob Dyrdek Skate Park and had just a great time. And I find that skating before a show gives me a lot of peace at the show. But there's something I might need to be a little bit more careful with, and that's sun exposure. Because I was pretty freaking drained by the time I got to the club. I had to take a little nap in the green room. And also, this isn't a pet peeve of mine, but I knew it wouldn't last. First, let me preface this by saying I knew it wouldn't last, but I did used to feel a little special because I used to get a hotel when I would stay as an MC at the Liberty Funny Bone. Now, I never MC'd a single, like, one-night event since the opening night, but as a feature, you kind of expect them to offer you a place to stay anywhere. But it's also kind of local. It's literally 2 hours and 20 minutes from my house, which is probably the bare or the maximum distance where they're like, we don't have to offer you a hotel. I mean, we're offering you this gig because we don't want to get you a hotel. But they renegotiated the terms with their hotel supplier, which was one of the nicest hotels in the whole country, let alone in the chain of clubs. So it's not that big of a deal, but it is if you're going to be drinking. So there was no drinking last night for me. And then the drive home actually only took me an hour and 40 minutes. So clear sailing. Not too bad. But it is disappointing when you want to stay in such a nice hotel. Ooh. Oh, Dios mío. I could have paid for it. I could have paid for the hotel, but it was like $90 plus tax. And that would have taken all the merch money that I had plus $10 of some of my pay. And instead, I just as soon come home with that cash. Plus, I didn't have anything going on in Cincinnati this morning. The one thing that I would have done if I had stayed is hit a couple skate parks in Cincinnati. But this morning, I'm going to go check out the Dublin Skate Park over on the north side of Columbus again, and maybe even Worthington. What I like about the Dublin Skate Park is it's a street course, but it has enough, like, quarter pipe action, ramp action, stairs, rails. Even has, like, a triangular gap that I'm working on trying to air over, and it's got a giant bowl around the backside. It's big, and it's got just some weird stuff too. So it's the nicest skate park I've ever seen or skated at personally, but I know there's bigger ones and nicer ones out there in the country. But this one gets my juices going, and it's right there at a police station, so it stays clean. and lots of shelters around it. It's amazing. My skate park in Gahanna is, I don't know if they've done anything. I feel like I should drive by it and take some pictures just to kind of, I'm sure somebody's made a call by now, but last week it was covered in, half of it was covered in dirt from the rain. Like the rain brought in like a layer of dirt from somewhere. And so half the park is completely unskated. I mean, you could skate on it, but you'd slide and you'd get a crap ton of dust in your bearings, which would slow you down. So I don't know what's going on with that, but that one's only like 5 minutes from my house, and it's the one I would go to the most. And Dublin's about 30 minutes from my house. Worthington, about 20 minutes. I've never been to Worthington. I just looked at the pictures. Doesn't really look like my kind of park. Mostly bowls. Those of you that don't skateboard are like, what the fuck is he talking about? And the other thing about it is, this is totally unrelated, guys. That's the name of the podcast. So you get to go through all of my totally unrelated hobbies, from snowboarding to skateboarding to running, walking, back surgery, tooth replacement. I have a lot of hobbies. Get on board. This weekend, my son comes back from his D.C. trip. He took his eighth grade trip to Washington, D.C. Like I said, when I was a senior in high school, we went to Cedar Point. So I kind of feel like he's crushing the game with his scholastics. He didn't really want to go when the idea came up, but seemed like by the end of the year, I didn't want to be in a situation where he had been like, man, I wish I was going to D.C. They missed their last day of school to do it. And I was sitting out there with him before he was getting on the bus, and he's arguing with his mom a little bit, and it just reminded me very much of my youth going to camp or something like that. And so I'm eager to hear how his trip was, because he has not texted or called me once, like a good 14-year-old boy. He's too busy entertaining his friends, I assume. But hang out tomorrow, celebrate his birthday, because he's actually 15 now. Jesus, I fucked up. It's just been a week. And then Sunday, Liberty Funny Bone again with, you know, I'm just going to say the three amigos, Doug Morgan, myself, and Jay Snyder will make up the bill. And who knows, we'll probably get pressured into giving somebody a guest set, but we're going to try to resist that urge. And no, Carlin, it will not be you. Even if the manager was like, I'm hearing really good things about Carlin Haggerty, maybe you guys have him come in for a guest set. No, never. Never going to happen. I'd rather cut your balls off, Carlin. I'll just leave it at that. In any case, Sunday. So if you want to come out and hang out, send me a message on any of the platforms. I'm at Cosby Comedy everywhere. And send me a message. I'll get you some tickets. And we'll hang out before, after, during the show. That's how we do, and it's the three of us. It's we might even all three get on stage at some point, and somebody might take off their pants. I don't know. I'm not making any promises. I know that. I'm going to get the rest of my day going here. I haven't even gotten out of bed yet. I mean, I did. I got out of bed to get a cup of coffee, and that was it. And go to the bathroom, and that was it. And I'm back in bed. Now Regis and Ryan Seacrest are on. I liked Kelly and Michael, but Kelly and everybody else has been subpar. And if you watch morning television, then you're like me. Very, very lazy. I hope you guys have a good weekend. And if you didn't listen to the Trace Lizette episode, go back one episode and listen to that. That is my proudest, most happiest interview. You can fast forward over all the periods that I'm talking for long periods of time. It was an interesting culmination of how that came to be. I asked her to be on the podcast almost a year ago, and I don't think she was that interested. I don't think anybody's that interested in doing a podcast. I have two people here in Columbus that I asked to do the podcast, and they're busy people, so they're like, oh, just too busy. But then I was listening to a podcast with Bert Kreischer and Barry Katz, arguably two of the busiest people in comedy. And Barry said to Bert, he said, Bert, nobody's too busy to do a podcast. They're just not in the right space. Let them tell you when it's time. And I thought, that's fair enough. So I wasn't like hounding these people like, hey, I feel slighted. I don't feel slighted. I know people are busy. And my biggest thing is that I like to meet people, kind of get to know them for the first time by having an interview or have them on the podcast. To me, that's more fascinating than interviewing my friends who I've known for a long period of time. So no hard feelings. I'll get these locals on the podcast eventually. And and I went to open mic this week. I went to open mic this week and last week, which is something I have not done in over a year. I mean, I've been to some open mics, but I usually don't perform. And I found, like, the desire to want to be doing that here in Columbus recently. And I went to the Funny Bone Workshop on Wednesday. Then we went to Barrel on High, which is a bar downtown. It's got a back side room, perfect for open mic comedy. There's about 20, 30 comics signed up. And it was fun. It was mostly a hang. I'd say in the room at any given time is maybe 12 or 15 people, probably holds 30 tops. But tried some new stuff, worked. I actually did that Patrick Swayze bit. Now, I fucked it up, but I did it better for you guys on the podcast. I'll help you feel special. Going out to these podcasts is a lot open mic. Going to these open mics is a lot like podcasting in that it's, if you're not totally into it, it's not going to be a good experience. But I was totally into it, had a good time, went with Henry Allen, who will probably be a recurring guest, I'm guessing, on this podcast eventually, because he lives in Columbus now, and I think he's got the same. He's young. He's like younger than me. I'm not going to say how much, but he's younger. But him hairline ain't holding up as good as mine, tell you that. No brag, but I'm bragging. We're going to these open mics. We're trying to do at least two a week. This week I'm going to hit some, and I'm going to try to get to that Shrunken Head. It's on Monday nights, and I hear good things. So, finding a new passion for comedy again. I just need to get some of this newer material that I'm working on to a place where it's what I like to call funny. A lot of it is a good story. Not even a good story. It's a story. I mean, it'll have you listening. But if it doesn't have you laugh through it and at the end, then it's just a story, not comedy. Open mics. What are you guys getting into this weekend? Let me know on MyFitnessPal, Instagram, Facebook. I'm not really doing Facebook anymore. Don't send me messages on Facebook. It's so hard to get back over there because I have it shut down on all my platforms where I can't even see the news feed. All I can see are messages or my wall. And I'm just trying to stay away from it. It's just so unhealthy. But I have curated it to a point where I don't feel like it's unhealthy. It's just like people will send stuff to me sometimes. They're like, did you see that I tagged you in the post? No, I don't see that stuff. I don't need to be notified every time somebody tags me in a post. Not because I don't care about you, but because I get on and then I start looking and I'm scrolling and all of a sudden I've wasted 6 years of my life. I've got this massive beard. My hair is dreadlocked and it's like, sorry, I just logged on to Facebook for a second. Next thing I knew, turned into Steven Seagal. Only four of you will get that reference. Only four of you are probably even listening to this episode, so one of you will get that reference. Damn it. Have a good weekend, guys. Have a good... I don't think we're celebrating anything. Go Cavs, unless you're a Warriors fan, and then probably just go home. And yeah, I think that's it. Oh, I have some shout-outs. Tom Healy, Snapchat friends, just because on Snapchat, if you find that off that description, then you deserve to be my friend. If you don't, then you don't. But shout out to him for I put my, I do it, sometimes I'll do like a self-destructing snap code onto Instagram. I did that for a couple hours, picked up 6 new friends. So, I'm going strictly Instagram and Snapchat by 2018. That's my pulling out of the climate accord or Paris climate accord. So, I'm not hurting anybody like this, like the climate accord will hurt people, but I'm pulling out of Facebook. It's just too popular. Just too popular, and I don't care. But anyway, guys, have a good weekend. Find some time to work out, stretch your legs, do some yoga. The Swerkit app is free, and they have yoga on it. Do it. Lift some weights. Clean up your house. Do some yard work. But most importantly, stay unrelated. And if you can't stay unrelated, then I don't know what to tell you. Is there any other shout outs? I know I probably do. Shout out to Nikki. Thank you for entertaining. As always, Snapchat, all my new Snapchat friends, thank you for jumping in there. And I hope you all have a fantastic weekend. We'll see you on the next one.